The first one is called Toasted. Have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
I guess it's the last of the comfort foods to be exploited. You know, we've seen mac and cheese. Now it's the toasted cheese sandwich, the grilled cheese sandwich.
The grilled cheese sandwich. Good comfort food.
There's some things about Toasted that I like. Now, Toasted is on Aloma Avenue. What Toasted does then is take different types of cheese. They have the different types of bread, and they have different things that go in between the bread with the cheese, like arugula or figs or something along that line. But if you're going to do grilled cheese sandwiches, you've got to just really cheese it up.
Oh, yeah.
And the sandwich that I had, I had three cheeses in it, and I couldn't even tell there was one.
Wow.
So, and when you're talking, don't quote me on this, but like $6.50 and up for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Lay that cheese on me.
Yeah. You really got to do it up. And they just don't quite do it. I hope they'll get that feedback. So, you know, they're new, they're tweaking, and I hope they get better.
Okay.
Now, we have another quick service, what I call an assemblage restaurant. This would be along the lines of your Chipotle's, your Moe's Southwestern, Italio. Italio Modern Italian Kitchen in Winter Park. And so you choose regular pasta or whole grain pasta. And then you choose the meat that goes on it. And then you choose a sauce. Then you have to suddenly make your choice on toppings. Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I want them to present something already thought out.
It becomes a choose-your-own-adventure book at that point.
And so, if I screw it up, you know, it's my fault. I can't say, hey, you know, the kitchen made a mistake. You know, why are there garbanzo beans on my pasta? Which is exactly what I ended up with. There were garbanzo beans on my pasta because I said, oh, garbanzo beans, I like those. Put them on my pasta. And they didn't go with my dish. But about just under $7. It's a really good value. A lot of food. So it becomes an even better bargain. You know, have half of it, take the rest home, and have it for a different meal.
Excellent. Where else have you been?
Well, we've started seeing the hot pot cooking places.
Yes.
Open up. We talked about Hato Pato before. The name is noodles and rice, and you don't feel quite as silly saying that as you do saying Hato Pato. So Noodles and Rice Cafe, pretty much the same type of setup where they've got the induction burners built into the table. And when I say burner, the good thing about induction is that you need a special metal to be on it in order for it to have that heat. And so you make your choice of the type of broth that you want and the type of ingredients. Again, you're having to make choices on this. And you get a slip of paper like you do at a sushi restaurant, you know, and you check off the ones that you want. And each one is individually priced, a couple bucks. And so, you know, suddenly you've got a lot of money and you're going to have to cook it yourself.
Is there such a thing as too many choices?
Absolutely.
Are we kind of getting there in this scenario?
Well, I was there when I was eating there. I liked it. It's not a type of experience I crave when I'm going out to eat, but I know some people do. And if this is what you like, then by all means, give Noodles and Rice Cafe a try.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.